Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This is News Fighter, where we fight the news so you don't have to,
with Dylan Behan.
Yes, hello fighters, I'm Dylan Behan, creator of the news comedy podcast News Fighters, Australia's favourite wacky clips-based news comedy podcast. Now, we're currently on indefinite hiatus, just like David Hasselhoff's acting career, and his music career, and all his careers. Yes, it turns out I discovered that the only way to make money out of podcasting in Australia is if you're named Hamish and Andy. Now, I do hope to come back at some point, but in the meantime, I thought I'd keep the podcast feed active by sharing some of my all-time favorite and least topical episodes and segments from our run of over 125 over the last 5 years. And this is a segment that remains eternally topical due to the fact that the government in Russia is not going to change anytime soon. And it's my segment from July 2021, where I looked at Vladimir Putin's staged and phony annual televised call-in show. I'm very proud of this segment. Put a lot of work into it. I hope you enjoy it. Indulge me as I decide to take a look at Russia this week. Now, you know Russia. It's the country famous for poisoning its political opponents, systematic sports doping, corrupt billionaire oligarchs, murdering journalists, and worst of all, the 2002 hit All the Things She Said by Tattoo. Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin has been more or less in charge for 21 years now, and despite all the dead journalists and opposition leaders, he has managed to keep one tradition alive, and that's having an annual over-the-top TV call-in show called Direct Line with Vladimir Putin.
The marathon phone-in session has become one of Vladimir Putin's annual showpieces. It's billed as a chance for the president to hear real people, real problems.
Yes, and this year was no exception. Vladimir Putin again turned up to a gigantic TV studio, which kind of looks like a space shuttle command center crossed with a call center where there's dozens of masked, I assume, volunteers on computers sorting through the hundreds of thousands of questions that everyday Russians have sent in to ask their dear leader, which you'll hear throughout this podcast episode read by the finest English language interpreters that Russian threats and intimidation could buy. So on this year's Direct Line, held at the end of June, everyday Russians finally got their chance to confront Putin with hard-hitting questions like this.
If all of your political opponents are dead, in prison, poisoned, doesn't that send a message that you do not want a fair political fight?
No, sorry, that was actually an American journalist at the Biden-Putin summit press conference in Switzerland in June. Here's some of the actual hard-hitting questions for Putin from Direct Line.
Mr. President, what is the secret of happiness?
What are your dreams?
What's your stance on diets? What kind of games did you like to play when you were young. Who irons your shirts and prepares your clothes?
Whoa, not sure how he's ever going to recover from that grilling. I mean, as Putin himself says,
accountability is key.
Yes, and as Putin also says about the Direct Line show,
the most relevant issues are being selected.
Yes, only the most relevant issues. I mean, it's 2021. It's not like the old Soviet days. Surely people aren't going to be phoning in with boring questions about potato prices.
Another question is about potatoes. How did this price even happen?
Oh, and boy oh boy, do not get Putin started on potatoes.
Yes, potatoes, carrots, something we use to cook borscht. Last year, we didn't have enough food products produced locally. We had potatoes, well, 12.5 million tons. And hopefully, we will have enough potatoes to cover all the needs. And by the way, in terms of wheat, we now are trying to hold the prices on bread.
Well, look, say what you will about the Australian political leadership at the moment. At least Scott Morrison hasn't also botched the potato and bread rollout on top of the vaccine rollout. Let's not put Greg Hunt in charge of the wheat harvest, or we could be in real trouble come hot cross bun time. And speaking of COVID vaccines, these were also a hot topic during the call-in show. See if you can guess why that might be.
Russia recorded a record 669 COVID-19 deaths in the last day. Infection levels in the Russian capital are on par with last winter, authorities blaming the Delta variant. But with only 14% of Russians fully vaccinated, vaccine scepticism is playing a role too.
Yes, hard to believe there's vaccine hesitancy in a country where this happens.
Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been investigating his poisoning with a nerve agent. He's revealed he phoned the Russian spies suspected of trying to kill him to try to get them to confess. And one of them told him the poison was in his underwear.
Well, imagine underpants, and in what place?
The insides. The groin.
Yes, of course, in a country where people are literally afraid to put on their pants in the morning, they're also going to be scared to be injected with a vaccine that's made by the government that was miraculously approved before any of the world's other COVID vaccines and is named after Sputnik, the 1950s spacecrafts which crashed back to Earth and also exploded, killing the dog that was on board. It's a bit like if the Brits had named their vaccine Grenfell or mad cow disease instead of AstraZeneca. It's maybe not the association you want with a life-saving vaccine. And also in Russia, many are finding that they can't get vaccinated because you're ineligible if you've had COVID in the last 6 months. And that seems to be a lot of people, including one of the co-hosts of Direct Line herself.
And I do recommend to take a shot. And did you?
No, I was just infected and it's too early for me.
Jesus, COVID is so widespread in Russia. She talks about it the same way we talk about coffee. COVID? No, I just had one, thanks. Anyways, to get rid of some of this vaccine hesitancy, Putin finally declared on the broadcast that he has had the Russian Sputnik vaccine.
I need to be protected for as long as possible, so my decision was to get a Sputnik V jab.
Yes, Putin got vaccinated, so let's have a look at the footage of that.
As for the video, well, I don't think it's that important to record it all and then broadcast it nationwide.
Not important? But how do you expect people to have confidence in the locally manufactured vaccine if there isn't footage of you jumping the queue to get vaccinated with the expensive imported one? You know, like Scott Morrison did with Pfizer back in February.
The first Pfizer jabs were dispensed to a handful of the most vulnerable, those on the front line, and to inspire confidence, Australia's chief nurse and Prime Minister.
What we're demonstrating today is our confidence. I am supremely confident.
Yes, not confident enough to get the AstraZeneca one, though, it seems. So Putin said it wasn't filmed because maybe it was going to get injected into his ass, I think.
And if that would be not my shoulder but some other part of the body, would that mean I will have to shoot just as well? No.
Yes, Putin, the action man president, of course, has been filmed fishing, hunting and horseback riding without a shirt on, but now he's too shy to show you his shoulder on camera. Anyways, this whole sham of a call-in show goes for almost 4 hours. Can you believe that? There's not even any cooking challenges or celebrities in masks singing. And of course, being Russia, you know, nobody's ever voted off. Anyways, I noticed there was definitely a pattern to all the questions and the people selected and how they were dealt with through the whole thing. It kind of went like this. First of all, disenchanted Russians from across the country would ring in with local grievances about everything from price gouging to underpayment of wages to unpaid benefits to environmental degradation. Here's a quick cross-section of people's complaints to give you an idea of what kind of a failed state Russia appears to be right now.
Salaries of firemen should be at least as high as the minimum wage. Please, it has not been implemented correctly.
Could you please deliver vaccines to the Donetsk and Luhansk republics?
So many houses are dilapidated, and as for the roads, well, you know how the situation is all over the country.
The depth of potholes sometimes reaches meters. For example, in our municipality, there are two chemical lakes.
The sewage system is in terrible state. And we have so many problems. We would like your help.
Yes, help us, Vladimir, they say. We've approached all the corrupt local officials and they just ignore us.
When we try to contact the authorities, they tell us that everything is in order, everything is fine.
We have approached all kinds of authorities and everywhere we got the same answer.
I contacted the governor and all the relevant offices and no one can tell me.
And then Vlad says two things. First, I can't believe this is happening.
This should not happen.
The numbers that you spoke about are just baffling. It is illegal to deny him these benefits.
And I believe this was not the right decision to make.
Then Putin says, well, leave it with me. I'm going to reach out to the local authorities and make sure this gets looked at.
Now, we'll talk to the regional authorities.
And I assure you, I'm going to talk to the head of the republic about that.
And I will talk to the governor of the region.
That's something your governor should be in charge of. And I will make sure that he will be in charge of this problem. There is no such problem. It's just gone away.
And who knows if any of these problems even get fixed. There's no Putin's Direct Line Revisited episode where they catch up with the original contestants to see if their back wages got paid or their acid lakes were cleaned up. For me, this grab kind of summed up the whole show.
We have over 2,200,000 questions, and a lot of them concern the waste disposal.
Yes, waste disposal, which is also where I wish I could put this TV show after wasting 4 hours of my life watching it. But being a live TV event, things didn't go entirely as Putin planned, as someone ringing up did go off script to ask a question about some unpaid benefits, and boy oh boy, did they get a good shouting at from one of the hosts.
I was eligible for some benefits, but then I was stripped of this status. Sorry, but you sent in a question about rehab after coronavirus. Yes, both.
Yes, if I was that guy, I would be checking my underpants very carefully for the next 20 years. Anyways, at the end of the almost 4 hour whinge fest where nothing got fixed and many annoyed fingers were waved, it was all declared a massive success.
Okay, just a couple of words about how much our volunteers have accomplished during this direct Q&A session. They helped with deliveries of medical equipment. They helped with sawing down the tree that was dangerous for local residents, and so on and so forth. So as we see, this is what happens every year when people start reporting the problems they have. Everything starts going into motion and officials are taking action.
Yeah, guys, don't you know? This is exactly how a representative and accountable modern democracy is supposed to work. Everything is in a perpetual state of inertia, plagued by corruption and on the brink of collapse until, thanks to you calling into a bombastic, over-the-top annual TV show, you finally get your tree cut down and some medicine delivered. And so with Direct Line over for another year, Russia is perfect once again. But with Putin recently abolishing his own term limits, on top of outlawing the main political opposition, well, you know it's going to be a while before the people of Russia get to do any political
waste disposal.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this classic episode of News Fighters. If you want to check out some of our all-time favorite episodes and segments, I've got a whole bunch of playlists set up on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/newsfighters. And if you like this episode, why don't you buy me a coffee? Just to remind me people are actually listening to this at buymeacoffee.com/newsfighters. And if you want to keep in touch with what's happening with me outside of News Fighters, I'm Dylan Bain. My Twitter is at Dylabolical. D-Y-L-A-B-O-L-I-C-A-L. Or you can email me at dylan@newsfighters.com. And we're probably not posting there, but we are on social media on Twitter and Instagram at newsfighterspod. Now, just because News Fighters isn't happening at the moment doesn't mean there's not other great Aussie news comedy podcasts you can tune into. So why not dial up my mates over at Irrational Fear and The Chase Report for some news comedy lols. And finally, a huge thank you to everyone who's listened to and supported the podcast over the past 5 years. All our guests, all our Patreon supporters, all our coffee buyers, our regular contributors, Stefan Puzzer and Beck Melrose, Dan Illich at Irrational Fear for all the support and throwing us a lifeline, and to you for listening to this right now. We hope to be back in the future, but in the meantime, keep fighting and bye for now.
This is News Fighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.